The Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana, known as Bach for short, are in concert this Sunday at 7:30 p.m. at St. Patrick Catholic Church in Urbana. The Chamber Choir is performing works by German composer Dietrich Buxtehude and modern American composer Caroline Shaw. I spoke with Bach's music director, Sarah Riskind, about Sunday's concert, starting with some background on Buxtehude.
Dietrich Buxtehude was someone who overlapped with J.S. Bach, the famous Bach. J.S. Bach famously visited Buxtehude and learned from him. So Buxtehude was based in northern Germany in Lübeck, and he had German/Danish background. It seems that scholars are not entirely sure about his specific origins, but because he spent so much time in northern Germany, his style, when it does incorporate Italian elements, it's based on Italian style permeating music all over during that time. Whereas a lot of composers that we know actually visited Italy and worked in Italy and studied with Italian teachers.
Why do you think this particular work, you know, has endured? You know, we're talking about nearly 400 years ago that this was written. Why do you think it's endured so well?
I think for many of these composers whose works have survived, enough historians have taken an interest that their music has been preserved. In this case, the work was dedicated to Gustav Juben, who was someone who Buxtehude knew, who had a lot of musical collections. And I believe this was stored at the University of Uppsala. So there's just a lot of preservation going on there. And you might notice, and I'll maybe talk about this later, that a lot of the works that I'm trying to program with Bach are from composers who have not been so fortunate to have their music preserved as well. I also think that this work has a lot of beauty and merit, particularly as being, you know, one of his only Latin works, but also it has a beautiful symmetry in each of these seven cantatas, which originally may not have been intended to be performed together, but now they make a really nice unit for us. Many groups focusing on early music, groups like this are often looking to do a deep dive into some larger works that, you know, this piece is not as often performed as a lot of other Baroque music, such as the Bach Mass in B minor or a lot of Handel oratorios.
Let's talk a little bit about the other work on the program, which is a much more modern composition. Caroline Shaw wrote To the Hands in response to one of these seven cantatas. If you could just tell us a little bit about that piece.
The professional vocal ensemble, The Crossing, commissioned works by seven different composers in around 2016. Each composer was to write a response to one of the seven cantatas from the Buxtehude Membra Jesu Nostri. And Caroline Shaw's piece, To the Hands, is based on the third movement of the Buxtehude. And so this movement has certain material that ended up making it into Caroline Shaw's piece. And for that reason, we are going to perform Caroline Shaw's To the Hands right after the third movement of the Buxtehude, which is the one that has all that material that made it in. So her piece is really interesting. It also has strings. It has a string quintet, and it also has a chorus. It doesn't have soloists except for about one measure of the piece. But this piece expands the theme of Christ's suffering on the cross as a sacrifice for humanity to really cover the suffering of all humankind and in particular, those individuals who are displaced and seeking refuge. And so the fifth movement of her piece, The Litany, actually incorporates numbers that are spoken by the choir alongside some very mesmerizing string parts. And these numbers come from a database of displaced individuals from different countries around the world.
224. You're still fairly new in your role as music director for Bach, and I'm wondering if you could just tell me a little bit about how that opportunity came about for you.
Well, my full-time job is being the director of choral activities at Eureka College, which is about an hour and a half away. This is my fourth year at Eureka College, and there are two of us who are the full-time music faculty at Eureka. My colleague's name is Adriana Martinez, and she has been singing in the Bach choir since she started at Eureka, since she moved here. She told me about this job opportunity, and I applied because she told me about it. I have always had a significant interest in early music, actually particularly in Renaissance music, so I think that's why sometimes I program Renaissance music with the Bach choir, and also why I explore sort of the earlier Baroque music sometimes, such as Buxtehude.
Sarah Riskin, the music director of Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana, thank you so much for joining us today, and best of luck with your concert Sunday night.
Thank you for having me.
That was Sarah Riskin, music director of the Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana. You can hear them perform works by Buxtehude and Caroline Shaw this Sunday night at 7:30 at St. Patrick Catholic Church in Urbana.